This is Akashvani, the news read by Renuka. Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi reviewed the security situation with the army commanders of the western borders following ceasefire and airspace violations last night. Indian Army said the Army Chief has granted full authority to the Army commanders for counteraction in the kinetic domain to any violation of the understanding reached after the DGMO talks yesterday. Director General of Military Operations DGMO of the Indian Army, Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, today said strikes across 9 terror hubs in Pakistan and POJK under Operation Sindoor killed over 100 terrorists. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, the DGMO said they include strategic targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and the Pulwama blast.
I have no doubt in my mind that we achieved total surprise, and those strikes across those 9 terror hubs left more than 100 terrorists killed, including high-value targets such as Yusuf Azhar, Abdul Malik Rauf and Mudassir Ahmed that were involved in the hijack of IC-814 and the Pulwama blast.
The DGMO stated that Operation Sindoor was conceptualized with a clear military aim to punish the perpetrators and planners of terror and to destroy their terror infrastructure. Operation Sindoor set into motion a very diligent and microscope scarring of the terror landscape across the borders and the identification of terror camps and training sites.
There were 9 camps that you are now all familiar with, which were confirmed by our various intelligence agencies to be inhabited. Some of these were in POJK, while there were others that were located in the Punjab province in Pakistan. Nefarious places such as Muridke, the hub center of the Lashkar-e-Taiba, has over the years bred infamous characters such as Ajmal Kasab and the likes of David Headley. What followed was a careful scrutiny of each of these sinister locations, their layout, configuration, even the type of construction in each structure and the terrain obtained around these.
The DGMO said he spoke to his PAK counterpart yesterday afternoon, who proposed cessation of hostilities. He added that this resulted in cessation of cross-border firing and air intrusions by either side. Both sides also decided to speak at 12 p.m. tomorrow to discuss the modalities that would enable the longevity of this understanding. Lieutenant General Rajiv Ghai, however, expressed disappointment that it took only a couple of hours for Pakistan Army to violate these arrangements by cross-border and across line of control firing followed by drone intrusions. He said another hotline message has been sent to his counterpart, highlighting that if there are violations of the understanding tonight or later, this will be responded to fiercely and punitively. The DGMO stressed that the Chief of Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, has granted full authority to the Army commanders for counteraction in case of any violation by Pakistan.
If repeated tonight, subsequently or later. In this regard, I must inform all of you that the Chief of Army Staff has earlier today conducted a security review and has granted full authority to our Army commanders for counteractions in the kinetic domain in case of any violation by Pakistan. In the end, I pay my solemn homage to my 5 fallen colleagues and brothers from the armed forces and civilians who have tragically lost their lives in Operation Sindoor. Our hearts go out to the bereaved families.
On being asked about how many Pakistani planes were downed, Director General of Air Operations Air Marshal A.K. Bharti said their planes were prevented from entering inside the border and a few planes were definitely downed. Air Marshal Bharti also said that Air Force has achieved its objectives and all the pilots are back home.
All these waves were neutralized by our trained crew using the air defense systems that they have, and also some of them were utilized using our legacy systems like Pechoras and IF Samar, which we have recently acquired. Some were neutralized by the Garud snipers. There was no damage on ground from these incursions and these mass raids, if I could call them, from the Pakistani side.
Addressing the briefing, Vice Admiral A.N. Pramod said, Navy compelled Pakistan naval and air units to be in a defensive posture.
Thereafter, our forces remained forward deployed in the Northern Arabian Sea in a decisive and deterrent posture with full readiness and capacity to strike select targets at sea and on land, including Karachi, at time of our choosing. The forward deployment of the Indian Navy compelled Pakistani naval and air units to be in a defensive posture, mostly inside harbors or very close to the coast, which we monitored continuously. The Indian Navy maintained seamless maritime domain awareness throughout the duration and was entirely aware of the location and movement of Pakistani units.
Earlier today, Prime Minister Narendra Modi held a high-level meeting at his residence. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar, National Security Advisor Ajit Doval, Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan, Army Chief General Upendra Dwivedi, Navy Chief Admiral Dinesh K. Tripathi and Air Force Chief Air Chief Marshal Amarpreet Singh were also present. The world leaders have welcomed the ceasefire between India and Pakistan as a key move to reduce tensions between the two countries. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres welcomed the development, urging both nations to build on this progress. UK Foreign Secretary David Lammy has described the ceasefire as hugely welcome and called on both the countries to maintain calm. EU Foreign Chief Kaya Kallas emphasized the significance of the ceasefire and the need for vigilance to ensure it holds. Saudi Arabia's foreign ministry in a statement expressed optimism that the ceasefire will contribute to the restoration of peace and security in the region. Foreign Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has received a call from his Egyptian counterpart, Badr Abdelati. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said that he apprised him of recent developments and emphasized the importance of zero tolerance for terrorism in all forms and manifestations. Both leaders discussed economic cooperation prospects between India and Egypt. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said Operation Sindoor is not just a military action, but a symbol of India's political, social and strategic will. The Defence Minister said this after virtually inaugurating the BrahMos Aerospace Integration and Testing Facility in Lucknow today. The Defence Minister said the operation has shown that whenever India takes any action against terrorism, even the land across the border will not be safe for the terrorists and their masters. Talking about BrahMos, Defence Minister said BrahMos is a confluence of the highest defence technology of India and Russia. He said, in the coming times, it will create direct or indirect employment opportunities and this region will emerge as a growth centre.
Make in India, make forward. हमारे लिए रक्षा क्षेत्र में आत्मनिर्भरता का अर्थ बहुत व्यापक है. हम इस विचार के साथ आगे बढ़ रहे हैं कि हमें खुद के लिए आर्म्स एंड इक्विपमेंट बनाना ही है. साथ ही साथ में पूरी दुनिया को एक्सपोर्ट भी करना है. दुनिया की मिलिट्री मार्केट में अपार संभावनाएं हैं. हाल ही में मैं स्टॉकहोम इंटरनेशनल पीस रिसर्च इंस्टीट्यूट की एक रिपोर्ट पढ़ रहा था. उसमें उन्होंने यह बताया है कि वर्ल्ड मिलिट्री एक्सपेंडिचर 2024 में बढ़कर 2,718 बिलियन डॉलर हो गया. आप सोचिए, आर्म्स एंड इक्विपमेंट का इतना बड़ा मार्केट हमारी राह देख रहा है. इसलिए हमें बेहद मजबूती से भारत को दुनिया के लिए एक अट्रैक्टिव डिफेंस प्रोडक्ट हब के रूप में विकसित करने की ओर आगे बढ़ना ही होगा. आज का दिन उस विचार की तरफ बढ़ाया गया हमारा एक और ठोस कदम है.
Thousands of people, including many from far-off areas, bid a teary farewell to Havildar Murali Naik today, who laid down his life in service to the nation. He was laid to rest with full military honours coupled with state honours. Native of Kalitanda village in Sri Satya Sai district of Andhra Pradesh, Havildar Naik was martyred in a cross-border firing by the Pakistani forces along the line of control on the night of 8th May. The state government has announced an ex gratia of 50 lakh rupees, 5 acres of agricultural land, 300 square yards of plot and a job to next of the kin in his family. A total of 97 flights were cancelled at Delhi Airport today. This includes one international departure, 44 domestic arrivals and 52 domestic departures. Passengers have been advised to check with their airlines for updated flight information and alternative travel arrangements. The NIA today arrested a key Khalistani operative associated with foreign-based Babbar Khalsa terrorists and one of the hardened criminals, Harvinder Singh Sandhu. And with that, we end this news bulletin.